Inside Sources.
Inside Sources.
America's voice of reason. Boyd Matheson.
On Utah's home for elevated conversation.
Inside Sources on KSL News Radio.
Well, you've heard me say many times on this show that culture eats strategy for breakfast in most places, and organizations that can develop the right kind of culture have a huge advantage, and more importantly, they make a difference for their clients and for their customers. Noted this week that Mountain America Credit Union was ranked in the top five nationally by USA Today as top workplaces in 2024, and so we want to figure out the secret sauce there and see what's happening. We always like to showcase the Utah model out to everyone, and really pleased to have joining us on the program Trent Savage, who's the Chief HR Officer for Mountain America Credit Union. And Trent, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Great to be with you.
So tell us about this recognition in USA Today and what that means, and then we'll get to the backstory of how that all came about.
Yeah, well, the recognition really is we're honored that we've had about nearly 2,000 of our 3,400 employees share their voice and feedback about how they feel about working here. And I think you really nailed it when you said the importance of culture. And we really believe that we have a great culture and organization that led to this award.
So important. And so describe for us some of the things that you do internally, some of those guiding principles, some of those strategies and tactics that to help you create that kind of culture, and then ultimately the results that that drives.
Yeah, well, first of all, it really starts with our members, and that's one of the things that I love most about Mountain America Credit Union is that we focus on the member. I've had the chance to work for other companies before, and what I found is those organizations that are customer or member focused usually are going to win. And so it starts with our strong focus on our member, and that is really embedded into our mission vision. One of the things that I love about our mission is we talk specifically in there about hiring and developing the best. And we really put a strong effort on very thoughtful hiring processes that help us get people that we think would fit our culture well. Within the organization, we have a couple key things associated with our mission and vision. One of those is what we call the Mackey Way, which really outlines critical behaviors that are important for our team members. And when we did the Mackey Way, one of the things that we did is we went out and interviewed members and our board members and other key stakeholders, as well as employees, to figure out what are those behaviors that match what we need to support our member and internally. And that is the power. And we really feed that throughout multiple systems, from hiring through performance, promotion. That really feeds throughout our system. Another key point that we have is we have called the team member blueprint. You know, one of the things that I've explored, or one of the things I've experienced over my career, is a lot of times HR talks about the experience of an employee, but we don't always articulate that well to leaders and managers. And so one of the things we've built is what we call the team member blueprint, which really outlines for managers, what do employees care about? I think it's a couple key things. It's a clear mission. In our survey, we had 93% of employees say that they agree that we live up to our values. So I think that strong belief really shows through and leads to the recognition, because it connects to our members and our purpose of supporting and helping members achieve their financial dreams. And then we care deeply about the experience that we created for our team members. So I think it's really a combination of these things and how we've built them into our systems and processes and how we operate as a credit union that's really helped us achieve this award.
Yeah, I think it's so important, both for the employees, for the frontline folks that are doing a lot of those things, as well as the members and their experience. One of the things that we have found and seen in so many places in society is everything has become so transactional. And I think sometimes we just kind of default to that rather than building those relationships and even those transformational experiences. And it sounds like the culture you're driving this isn't about a banking transaction or a financial transaction. This is about a relationship and an opportunity for transformation.
I think that sums it up well. I started with a credit union about 6 years ago. And in reality, I came from the tech space. And at first, I was like, credit union? Why would I want to go to a credit union? But then I started talking to members of Mountain America, and I was blown away at how much they loved it. Like, they were raving fans. And then I connected with a few internal employees. And again, that same raving was there. And so that's what I love and what I think is a secret sauce for us here is our focus on the member is a key priority. And, you know, if you haven't been into one of our branches or called our service center, I'd say do it. It's just a great experience. Our people really are trying to create those relationships and help people with their financial needs and really form that connection. And what I love about it is that we really try to connect not just our employees to the member, but to each other. You know, you mentioned that transaction. In today's world, you know, so many people leave companies. We really strongly support a promote from within culture. We want to grow our talent. So we put a significant effort into growing and developing our talent. We really want to be we want to be known in Utah, not as just taking care of our members externally, but for candidates, we want to be known as if you want to go and develop and become, you know, very talented, financially savvy, and potentially a great leader, this is the place to be for that development.
I love that. I always think the organizations that say, hey, whether you're here working for us and part of this team for 6 months or 6 years or a decade, when you leave, you're going to be better. You're going to have more skills, more abilities, more opportunities because you were part of this. And I think that's part of the reason you've achieved this award is that ability to attract, train, and retain and help each of those employees feel like they're part of that mission and vision and experience for all of your members as well. Trent Savage, Chief HR Officer for Mountain America. Again, Mountain America Credit Union ranked in the top five nationally by USA Today, top workplaces in 2024. Trent, thanks so much for making time for us today.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Great being with you.
So many great lessons out of there that don't just apply in the business setting. They apply in our communities. They apply in our neighborhoods. I wish Congress would focus on that just a little bit more as they look at how do we actually create that kind of space where everyone can come to the table, bring their unique talents and gifts and abilities, their unique perspective and life experience, and get it all on the table so that we can get to the best decisions. The best decisions aren't those that are made just top down and pushed through. They aren't those that are just done by one particular group. You've heard me say it before. I've seen groups that had, just for example, that was made up of only men, rarely came up with the best decision. I've seen those that had just women, rarely came up with the best decision. But when everybody can not only have a seat at the table, but a voice at the table, and that as we value each other's voices at the table, as we had our conversation yesterday with Eboo Patel, let's have a potluck. Everybody bring your best shot. Bring your unique flavor, your unique dish, and then let's get into that place where we can creatively combine the best. And again, whether that's in a business, whether that's in a community setting or a government setting, the principles are exactly the same. Get the important people around the table. Give everybody a voice. Value the differences. And then we can have a different kind of conversation that always lead us to better results. Again, whether that's business or community. All right, we'll step aside for one last break. We'll come back with some final thoughts on a Friday here on KSL News Radio. Stick around. We'll be right back.